Hello, I'm Sam Twining of Twining's Tea. Winter can be such a drab time of the year. Grey skies, barren trees, nasty weather, it can really be miserable. But we at Twining's have a solution for the winter doldrums, a nice hot cup of Twining's Tea. Nothing is quite as good as a delicious cup of Twining's Tea to brighten and warm any winter day. We suggest waking up with our English or Irish breakfast to start your day off right. Having a lovely cup of Earl Grey, the world's favourite tea, when you get to work helps the morning pass quickly. And in the afternoon, Prince of Wales will refresh and revive you. Then finally, after a good supper, Lady Grey caps off a wonderful Twining's Tea Day, and you'll have forgotten all about the winter doldrums. Twining's Tea, so elegant, so tasteful.
And the only thing better than a hot cup of Twining's Tea is free Twining's Tea. So we're giving away tea samplers, adorable Twining's bears, and Broadway tickets. Twining's Tea and anything goes. I like it a lot.
Carnegie Hall is pleased to present piano virtuoso Maurizio Pollini in a very special performance on March 6th at the 92nd Street Y and an additional performance on Saturday, March 10th. The New York Times has said that Mr. Pollini has a knack for inspired programming and has described him as romantic thunder with a classical polish. This is your last chance to experience Mr. Pollini's deeply personal two-year concert celebration of musical masterpieces. His technical control, stylistic versatility, and infinite curiosity have secured Maurizio Pollini's position as one of the most admired pianists of the late 20th century. And to foster the evolving music enthusiast, Carnegie Hall has made special arrangements for any student with a valid ID to purchase tickets at the box office for only $10. For tickets to this special event, call Carnegie Charge at 212-247-7800. That's 212-247-7800. Virtuoso pianist Maurizio Pollini, this Tuesday, March 6th, at the 92nd Street Y, proudly presented by Carnegie Hall. Well, hey there, my friends. Welcome back into Anything Goes. I'm Lise Avery, mixing up the music in a way that I hope is to your liking. And whether you're at home or buying a cup of coffee or if you're at work, well, we thank you for sharing part of your day with us. And if you have any ideas or suggestions to share, I sure hope you won't hesitate to share them with us. It's not hard to reach us either by email or regular mail, so you can send any suggestions or thoughts or requests to Anything Goes with Lise Avery, P.O. Box 314, Rutherford, New Jersey, 07070, or next time you're online, just head on over to anythinggoesradio.com and click on the Send Lise an Email icon. And not for nothing, if you give us a programming idea, we just might take that opportunity to send you a little something to say thank you. And while we're on the subject of you wonderful folks and saying thanks, I'd like to say thanks to Dieter Fischer, who kindly took the time to email me from, as he says here, Down Under. Dieter listens on Radio Adelaide in Adelaide, Australia. Looks to me from his email like Dieter runs a driving school. He has a website you can check out if you'd like. It's DieterFischer.com. And he lists many theme songs for himself. Among them are Frank Sinatra's My Way and Simon and Garfunkel's Bridge Over Troubled Water. And I thank you for helping us to get to know you a little bit better, Dieter. As for the rest of you, well, we'd love to hear from you, too. And we'll share another listener email in a bit. But first, let's get back to the music with Duke Ellington doing a little improvisation.
Hello, this is Bucky Pizzarelli, and you're listening to Anything Goes with Lise Avery. Good choice.
Duke Ellington and his famous orchestra in June of 1941, and I Got It Bad, and That Ain't Good. And that cut featured Ivy Anderson on the vocals and a whole host of Ellington regulars like Ray Nance on the trumpet, Barney Bigard and Ben Webster on clarinets, and Sonny Greer on the drums, Johnny Hodges and Otto Hardwick on alto saxophones, and Harry Carney on the baritone sax. And that track also featured arrangements by none other than Billy Strayhorn. And before that track, we heard from the Duke, without an orchestra, from an album called Piano in the Foreground. We heard a cut called Piano Improvisation No. 4. And helping Duke out on that track, that was Sam Woodyard on the drums and Jimmy Wood on the bass. A nice jaunty groove they had going on that cut. We've come up to another break here on Anything Goes, but don't go far, because on the other side we'll be sharing some more listener email. And we're going to hear from Bill Cosby and what else have I got here? Norah Jones, yeah. And we'll get to all that and a whole lot more on the other side. I'm Lise Avery, and right now we're going to ride on up to the break with a little help from the Duke, with pretty much the same personnel we heard on I Got It Bad. From 1941, here's Duke Ellington and his famous orchestra to help us head on up to Harlem on the A-Train.